y'all. Welcome back to the Late Night Vision Show. This is episode number 209, and my name is Jason. I am the owner of Outdoor Legacy, and as always, I've got my co-host, Mr. Hans from the Hans East Texas YouTube channel. What's going on tonight, sir?
Today we're reviewing a scope that nobody's heard of. So get ready for, no, I'm joking. It's probably one of the biggest scopes that people have asked about for the past year. So, yeah, get ready for exactly. That. We're glad that y'all are joining us again this week. Thank y'all for checking out last week's episode, episode 208, which has done really well and got a lot of good feedback from that. Man, these reviews are stacking up. We do a lot of them. But I will say I miss mixing in some of the other content shows. So some of these reviews kind of get monotonous back to back, but we got some stuff planned for y'all soon. So y'all stay tuned for that.
We do. And the problem is that literally every day somebody's saying, when are y'all going to review this? Why haven't y'all reviewed that? And it's
exactly.
Just literally a time crunch, not enough weeks in the year, but no, we do have a good show. I mean, this is going to be exciting. This is a scope that literally was announced over a year ago, and people have been not so patiently waiting for, and it's finally here. So we are reviewing. I guess it's no secret you've seen the title, the you know, IRAY USA Alpha. But before we jump into the review, real quick, I want to talk about a couple new things that are out from InfraRay, being distributed here in the U.S. by IRAY USA. A couple quick optics, been getting a lot of questions. These are available. We've been selling them, and people want to know when we're going to review them. And we will be eventually when we can get to them. But it's the new Ricoh Micros. We're just calling them the Micros. It's easier than getting Ricoh in there and getting confused with some of the scopes. But it is the Micro, and these are little bitty, very small units that are multifunction. You can helmet mount them, you can rifle mount them, you can use them as a clip-on in front of a 1-6 type scope, or you can what's the fifth one? What can you do? What did I'm missing? Handhold. Yeah, you can hold it in your hand. Yeah. Sorry, I was like, there's something else. Yeah, hold it in your hand. So there's two units. There is a 384 version, and that unit is actually a 2x. Base magnification. It's called the RL25. It's $29.99. Image quality is fantastic on that unit. And then there's also the RH25. That is the 640 version. It is a one power, no magnification, and it's $59.99. Image quality is off the charts. For this little bitty tiny thing, you'll be blown away.
Yeah.
Both of these super, super cool units. We like them a lot. We'll be reviewing those soon. If you're interested, definitely give us a call. Don't wait on the review because it may be a few weeks on that. Hans and I have been using these. We're glad to answer any questions for you on them.
Yeah, exactly. So the RH25, the 640 resolution version we've had, and we did tested a prototype a while back. It's great to see it, and it seemed like the production unit was even better than the demo unit that we got a chance to play with a little bit. But man, these things are awesome, and there's been a lot of people calling high demand for these things because the versatility, the fact that it comes in a 1x with the 640 and a 2x with the 384, you can use as a scope. But we're talking about the big boy. This is the IRAY Ricoh Alpha. And Jason, as you know, this was one of the very first scopes that IRAY USA was really talking about when they started producing Thermaloft. When they put out their first, their very first promo video. I mean, this is one of the ones that they've talked about from the beginning. And like you said, people have been anxiously, sometimes not so patiently, waiting for this optic to be released. But I would say it's not really the fault of a lot of people out there. This thing has been teased for a long time, and we've kind of been given several different release dates on this thing. And it's finally out. With everything else, production delay and, in the time of pandemic and COVID, everybody's used to hearing that right now, that everything, you have to wait for everything. This was no different. I mean, it's just one of those things. It's to get it, You know, we can sit here and talk about, man, it took a long time to get to market, but we also don't know all of the production steps that were involved. I mean, this is a very custom scope that was assembled, designed, assembled here in Texas, and there was a lot of thought put into it. I'm very excited about sharing this with you. Jason's going to run down the specs. I'm going to be holding the optic up, do a walk around. All the things that you come to us for, all the information we're going to provide it here. We're going to have some videos mixed in as well. I think I've been getting pretty good at remembering to put some thermal videos in while we're doing these. I understand if you're listening on iTunes or Google Play, the audio only version, if you want to see what the videos look like through the optic or what the picture looks like through the optic, hop on over to YouTube when you get to work or when you get home. But also don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube. Give us some thumbs up or gold stars on all the audio sharing apps. I know now you can, I'm pretty sure, I don't have Spotify, but I'm pretty sure that you can watch the videos on Spotify, which is pretty cool because we're uploading the whole thing. And for all you Facebook users that stay on there all day long, you can watch the videos on Facebook. So thank you all for joining us. We're going to jump right into it.
All right, so this week we are reviewing the iRay USA Alpha. This is a 640 high-resolution unit, and it's got a price tag of $6,999. Before we jump into these specs, I just want to say, if you're interested in this scope or anything else that iRay InfraRay has in their product line, as well as any other brand or manufacturer, give us a call at Outdoor Legacy. That is both Hans and myself full-time job is using and selling thermal and night vision optics, and we would love to have your business. That is what supports this show and keeps the podcast going. So anything we can do to help you, let us know. You can call us anytime at 877-350-1818, and we can help you get into the thermal optic that is best for you. If you just want to go on our website and check some of the stuff out there, you can do that at Outdoor Legacy Gear, G-E-A-R, OutdoorLegacyGear.com. All right, shameless plug. Commercial break is over. Here we go, folks. We're going to talk about this scope. So I'm going to go over the basic specs. I'll give a few comments here towards the bottom. It is a 640 by 480 12 micron thermal sensor. It's got a 50 hertz refresh rate. And if you've seen all the fancy iRay USA marketing videos that Hans was talking about, they talk about the Matrix 3 processing, and that's all in this. That is, it's basically means it's got good image quality. That's the layman's terms of that. It's a 50 millimeter lens. It's a fast lens. It's at f1.1. It's a 3-power base magnification, and it does have digital zoom going up to 12x. It's got a field of view of 47.25 feet horizontally, left to right at 100 yards. So you look out there 100 yards, you're going to see 47 foot across. Detection range, the specs say 2,400 yards. I have not confirmed that because there's nowhere in this county you can see 2,400 yards. Right. It's a long, long ways. Display type, it's got an AMOLED 1024 by 768 resolution. Again, that's just the display screen resolution. It's got multiple color palettes. It's got 7 different reticle patterns. You can get each of those reticles in black, white, red, or green, 4 colors. The Alpha comes with the American Defense Manufacturing Quick Detach mount on the bottom. This is a custom mount that is made specifically for the iRay Rico type scopes. And this mount comes with it pre-attached. This is a $200 mount, and again, it is included. The scope has picture-in-picture function. It's got a video and still image recording. It does have audio. We'll talk about the video and the audio recording a little bit later. With a little bit of concern about the audio. It does have Wi-Fi connection for a smartphone app. And I'll tell you what, the app is fantastic. Works really, really well. It's got a magnetic USB connector. That's another one of the claim to fames about this scope. We'll talk about that some, I'm sure, as well. Really, really cool. We like that. It uses a removable, rechargeable battery pack, and it is a proprietary infrared battery pack, and you can get 6+ hours off that, and you get 2 batteries. These batteries normally sell for the other Ricohs for $170 a piece. You're getting a spare one with this, so you'll have 2 battery packs. Really like that. It's got a boot up time of less than 10 seconds. The unit is about 9 3/4, almost 10 inches, right in there, 9 3/4 to 10 inches long, and it's about 2.4 by 2.3 inches on the dimensions. With the mount, the unit weighs 33 ounces. We weighed that unit right there, so that's about what you're looking at, again, with the mount on it. One of the claim to fame for this scope is that it includes the IRA USA 5-year warranty with a 1 business week turnaround time for any type of repairs. That's their stated goal in the warranty. So that's really good. And 5 years is the longest warranty you can get on any thermal optic in this country. It has got an IPS67 rating. That means it's fully dustproof and fully waterproof submersible. It also is rated for -4 degrees Fahrenheit, and it will take the recoil of a 300 Win mag or a 7mm mag. That is the basic specs of this scope. Hans is going to do a walk around of it in a minute and kind of show you some of the features, the things that make this a little bit different than other scopes. But I want to go ahead and say right here, you know, a lot of the question we always get is, hey, you know, what's the true real identification range? I think on this unit, conservatively and realistically, if you're looking out there, normal conditions, coyotes, hogs, deer, that sort of thing, I think it's 500 yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you may get this and say, I can do it at longer, 600, 700, 800, maybe. But I think very safely and conservatively, normal night, 500 yards. Hans, yep. You agree with that?
Yes, sir. So let's do a quick walk around of the optic. First thing, it's a thermal scope that ain't black. How about that? We got...
There you go.
What colors are they calling this? This could be...
I don't know if they're calling it coyote tan or... That's what I'm calling it. I don't know what they're calling it. It's... Yeah, that's not flat. That's coyote tan to me. That's not flat dark earth.
Yeah, I think it's a little
whatever
light.
It is.
Yeah, it's a little light for flat dark earth. But yeah, let's just say coyote tan. We're probably messing it up.
It looks
but anyway,
really good, whatever color it is.
You got the removable, rechargeable battery pack right here on the side. Sits flush. Just got your little knob up here to get it taken out. You've got your 1 throw lever American Defense Manufacturing mount on the bottom that we talked about. It does come attached when you get the scope, so it's already attached on there. You've got your magnetic port, which is a little bit different down here on the bottom, it's great, it's out of the way, you don't have to worry about it being on the side, so that them putting that underneath the optic, I think it's a really good improvement. You've also a unique, very custom focus adjustment knob. This is your eyepiece, I'm sorry, not your eyepiece, but your objective lens focus adjustment right here. Just a kind of a swivel looking knob here on top. Kind of cool looking design. 4-button layout on top with the raised menu button, so it makes it easier to find. Eyepiece diopter focus. I do not have the lens cap on it because that's what the cool kids do. They take the rubber eye cup off of it. So I've got it off right now. It does come with one. Goes on and off very, very easily on it. That's what the cool kids do, man. It's just for pictures and for hunting with.
The cool kids also get their eyebrow split open with that thing with no rubber eye cap.
Oh yeah, hadn't done that yet. I've done that before with others, but not this one yet. So I've been known to do that. Yeah, it's happened a couple times. I don't think I'm really missing anything else. Right here on it. So I would say one of the positives right now, a positive and a negative, is that it's not black, it's coyote tan, and I'm going to explain more later on down in the show. So check that out, why the color is a positive and a negative. coming up soon.
Okay. So one thing I want to
you're probably
go
wondering,
ahead
like,
and,
what
and,
the heck is he? Yeah, where is this going?
Me too. I'm already wondering. Yeah. So I'm gonna try not to go to sleep during the rest of the show because I want to hear what the positive and negative is.
Right.
All right, folks. So one of the questions that you know has been asked 1,001 times to Hans and I over the last year is, what is the difference in the Alpha and the standard infrared RH50-640? Because that is what appears to be the same, you know, unit as this. It's $1,000 cheaper. I'm like, well, what's going on? They're both 3-power. They're 640. So we're going to lay this out to the best of our understanding, the differences here. And what it is this. Take an RH50, okay? Take that scope. Take the guts, everything out, from the lens to the sensor to all the way to the back. All the guts come out, and they're set on a table. Take the housing, throw it in the trash. Now, IRA USA came and spent a bunch of time designing the perfect housing that they liked the best, everything about it, okay? And they had that designed and made here in the USA. Then they take that housing, bring it down here to Texas, and they start reassembling it. So they're putting all those parts into a new body, in a new housing. And this housing has got all the cool new features, the things that, you know, we've kind of alluded to here in the beginning, that that single finger focus adjustment on the top. You're not having to twist a knob or a ring.
Right.
You're just literally putting your finger up there, moving it back and forth to focus it. That is really, really cool. Also, this is the second scope ever on the market, and they had the first one. So this is the second one to ever have a magnetic USB connector. Now, a lot of people go, well, what's the big deal about a magnetic USB connector? What it basically is this. Every thermal scope on the market today will allow you to plug in a USB normal cord to it, you know, a male cord and the female port, and it allows you to run it off of external power. It'll also normally let you pull your videos and your pictures off if you hook it up to a computer. The problem is, if you're running that on a USB power pack and you snag the cable and you rip it out, or you lay the scope down on that cable, you can, you know, bend that cable. Mm-hmm. You can cause a short in the scope. You can rip it out, mm-hmm. cause all kinds of trouble. And these aren't just like hypotheticals. If you use a USB connector plugged in like that long enough, it can happen. I mean, it's just likely over enough time that something can happen and get damaged. So with this magnetic, all you do is you get that cable even close, boom, it snaps right on there. And what's really cool on this scope is it's on the bottom. So it's out of the way. You don't have to worry about it. And now if, you know, you're out hunting and you got that magnetic cable on there and you snag your cable on something, it just breaks the magnetic connection. No big deal. And I know there's also some guys saying, well, wait a minute, this thing's got, you know, removable, rechargeable, 6+ hour batteries. Why would I use a USB battery pack? Well, maybe you just get out there and you run your scope all the way down or run the battery down. You forgot your spare. Maybe you're hunting really, really cold weather and, you know, it's just eating on your batteries. So that's one reason why you might want to do that. So those are the two big differences. It also, this unit includes, as we said, a spare battery. That's $170. It also includes the American Defense Manufacturing Quick Detach Mount. It's a $200 mount. Those are things that you have to buy separately with the RH50. So you're getting a totally different designed housing that is the button layout, everything on there. Those buttons feel really, really nice. Hans was showing you those. This unit was designed by hunters, for hunters, and there's a lot of thought that went into it. And again, it's a really, really nice housing, again, made here in the USA. So that is the main differences between this and the RH50. There is one thing that I will say it does not have that the RH50 has, and it does not have the Picatinny rail on the left side, so you cannot add the ILR module, which is their add-on LRF unit. That's not available on the Alpha.
Right.
So, Hans, we've given a lot of information in the last 15-20 minutes. Let's talk to them. What do we really think about this scope? I mean, what are you getting out there in the field with it? What do you think?
I want to talk a little bit and demonstrate what you were talking about with the focus knob. So in the past, with most scopes, you've got to use, I guess, two fingers to focus it, whether it's on top, whether it's around the objective lens. You know, you're having to do, you know, turn the objective lens, a dial around the objective lens or on top. You know, there's a knob. You got to use two fingers. With this, it's very easy. I mean, you can basically just use your thumb, one finger, to focus this. The focusing on the fly, very quick and easy to do. So I do like that. I think that's a big upgrade from there. You know, just it's just one more thing that makes it a little bit more convenient. I think the fact that, you know, obviously this is designed by people that are hunting and are doing this and have been doing this for many years. I think it's the small little attention to detail. Some people think, well, that's nice, but not a huge deal. But when you've got a lot of small things that kind of make your job a little bit easier, it helps. This is designed and this is made for people that, you know, hunt like it's their job, you know, like they're almost doing it for a living. And that's what these guys, you know, it is their job. And they hunt for a living and they design and with all these small modifications that kind of turn out to be a big deal. But I'd say really like the focus adjustment knob. The fact that it's, I'll talk about the pro with the color, the fact that it's coyote tan. I mean, if you've got a tan rifle, I've taken some pictures. I've had it on our American Defense UIC Compact Hunter 6.5 Grendel AR pistols. I've had it on that. It looks great. You know, I think the fact that, you know, you can get something that's a lot of guys, I would say, are very particular about their setups and their rigs, and they want everything to match. They've got their coyote tan rifle. They've got their, you know, what their strap that matches. They've got all the accessories they want. You know, a flashlight on the side of it, mounted on the side handrail. That's coyote tan. If that is you, you're definitely going to want a scope that matches as well. So I think that's a positive. It's great to see that some of these things are branching out. We're getting into some different colors. I don't know what's going to be next, but heck, you never know. Might be a red scope come out soon. But the other positives, obviously, like Jason and I, we talked about the magnetic port on the underneath. Again, you know, if you bump it, it's protected there. So if you bump it, it's not likely to get knocked off. But if it pulls or whatever gets knocked, it's not going to hurt the scope at all. You know, I'd say, you know, that's the positives. That and the picture image. I mean, the big positive is obviously going to be the picture image, 640 resolution, 12 micron. You know, I'd say it is the picture image is worth the money. The marketing videos that have come out recently have shown, you know, exactly what they look. I think the videos that we're seeing on social media, on YouTube, are very realistic to what the optic looks like through the scope. I would say that the videos that come off the scope are a good representation of what you can expect to get at this point.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, the RH50, which obviously is what we've already talked about, the little brother of the scope with the same image quality, there have been just piles and piles of that scope sold over the last year, and the feedback has just been wildly positive. I mean, there is a lot of guys. I've got guys calling, emailing, saying, hey, you know, my buddy picked up one of these, you know, these IRA Rico RH50s. Image quality is fantastic. I want to get one now. I got to sell my other scope, you know, whatever. A lot of guys are upgrading into it because the image quality is really, really good. And it absolutely holds its own with any of the other, you know, big popular 640 scopes on the market, and it beats some of them. So a very, very good optic. I think if there's anything that I would like to change about it, it's something that has been a, you know, discussion through all of these InfraRay / IRA units that, you know, we've reviewed here on the show, and that's just the poor audio recording. It's there. The video is great. The video recording is fantastic, but the audio is very, very muffled and muted. Probably all you're going to hear is just the shot. You know, just literally when you shoot, you can kind of hear that. It's faint. Mm-hmm. It's not loud. You're not going to hear your coyote caller running. You're not going to hear yourself talking to your buddies. That's not going to be the audio is just very, very, very soft. And if you do watch videos, and maybe it's something Hans and I put out, maybe it's something somebody else, and you're hearing really good audio, it means they most likely recorded that through the app. So if you open your app and you connect it to the Scope, the InfraRay Outdoor app, mm-hmm. you can start a recording from there. And when you do, it will use your phone's microphone. And so then it will have audio and video. So that's one workaround mm-hmm. to do it. But just pressing the button on the Scope to record, you're not going to have very good audio. So that's one thing I'd like to see in a Scope like this. I really think the audio can be worked on. And I don't know if that's hardware. I don't know if it's software. But that's just one thing I'd like to see. I do think I was a little surprised, I think, and disappointed in a way to see that this optic does not have the Picatinny rail to allow that that ILR, the LRF module. I was really hoping that, I was thinking, man, if we could see a Coyote Tan, LRF module on the side of this, it would look really sweet. So that's a little disappointing. Not the end of the world, but I think, again, we're nitpicking. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. But overall, fantastic scope. Again, the quality of the housing mm-hmm. is great. It's, again, clearly well thought out. I love the American Defense mount. I mean, it is a quick detach return to zero mount. And the menu system is very simple. That's one thing. Guys don't call us much about these iRay scopes and say, I can't figure out the menu, or I don't know what this means, or I don't know. It's simple. It's laid out well. I like that a lot. And then I think that, at the end of the day, it really comes down to, okay, it looks cool. It's got some cool features, but how does it really perform? Mm-hmm. And I think it performs really, really well. Like Hans said, image quality mm-hmm. is there. I don't care if you're a coyote hunter or you're a hog hunter. This scope will do it for both of you. Now, if you're hunting hogs and you're doing all your, spotting and stalking and shooting at 20, 30, 40 yards, this probably isn't the scope for you. But if you're doing a lot of shooting that's out there at, 50 plus yards, then you can do fine with this 3-power. And even if you're, a longer range coyote hunter, it's got the image quality there. You can, use the digital zoom, mm-hmm. still maintain a good image, use your picture in picture. It's just really a fantastic overall unit, and we're really excited to finally have it here.
So I want to go back in a couple things real quick that I forget to mention. You start talking about video, I was like, I need to mention that. The InfraRay Outdoor app is fantastic. I love the app. I think the app works great. Getting videos off is very easy. I've got an iPhone. A lot of people out there with Androids have called, said it's easy. So the InfraRay Outdoor app is the one that goes with it. It does Wi-Fi to the scope, so you can watch on your tablet or your cell phone what you see through the scope. It's like a, they say it's Wi-Fi, but it's, you don't need internet to make it work. It operates more right. like Bluetooth. So it's a little confusing when they say right. that. But another small attention to detail I want to show on the button layout. I know, Jason, you don't have one in front of you right now. Or you might, I don't know.
It's on my rifle. So I didn't take it off.
You can see that there are, so you know what buttons you're on. There's these little ridges on beside the button. So the left side up here, it's hard if you're listening on audio. Sorry, guys, out there. But you got the ridge next to the button. So it kind of lets you know where you're at. Again, another very small attention to detail, but very cool feature, especially in the dark, being able to figure out what's going on. Okay. The con being a color. So the pro was looks cool, matchy, all that stuff. everything you've got.
matchy.
if you've got it, so the negative, man, it gets dirty. Let me just say, Jason's like, oh gosh, you better return that thing clean as a whistle. But
yeah, and I'm does. Like, mine's not dirty.
So if you lean it against something, I've had to like not lean it on dead hogs or dead coyotes. I've had to, because it does. I mean, it's a textured coyote. It can get dirty, and it's not.
I want to be clear, folks. The reason Hans is saying this is because he does have to return the scope to me.
I'm warning you.
If it was, If it was his own personal scope, I can tell you he wouldn't care.
Not as much. Not as much.
It would have blood all over it.
But it does get dirty, and it's textured, so it's almost like it gets in there. You can't just like wipe it off with your finger. You got to get like a wet rag and clean it off. But it gets dirty. That's the con. Not a big deal, but you got to worry about that. A lot of guys out there, though, their rifles look immaculate. Their trucks look like big trash cans, but their rifles are, you know,
That's
spotless.
Right.
But anyway, yeah. Other than that, I mean, gosh, it's finally here, y'all. The iRay Rico Alpha. Like I said, there's been a long wait, a lot of anticipation. People wondering when it's going to be here. It's finally here, and we've got them over at Outdoor Legacy. If you're interested in purchasing, like Jason said. This iRay USA optic, any iRay optic, any infrared outdoor optic, we've got, like you said, I just showed at the beginning of the show, the micros, man, those have gotten a lot of attention, a lot of images and videos are coming up on social media now that people have gotten them in their hands. We're going to be doing a review, and man, they've been selling quick as well. Those are cool little units, but this Alpha is the big dog, and what's the biggest ship in a fleet in the Navy? Flagship? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. No, oh my gosh. I apologize on behalf of Hans and his ignorance.
I was in the Navy.
U.S. Navy.
Yeah.
No, it is. It is their, I think what you're trying to say is the flagship.
That's I said flagship, but yeah.
That's not exactly, it has nothing to do with the Navy. But anyway, so it is their flagship scope. They have touted this from the beginning. And it is unlike anything we've seen. Yeah. I mean, literally, it is a, you know, the design, the housing, the color, mm-hmm. the look, the feel, it's awesome. And, you know, we've, the Bravo, that's the little brother to this scope. Mm-hmm. That's the custom iRay USA 384 resolution version of it. That has been one of the best sellers in that, you know, $3,500 price range. Fantastic scope. It's got the same kind of design as this, but it's gray.
Yeah.
Looks really cool.
Really good.
And I mean, people have really eaten that up. I know that, you know, a lot of people have been excited to finally see this scope here, but I'll tell you, folks, it does what it's supposed to do. I mean, it looks good. It performs good. It's the, you know, the battery life is there. I know we've you know, talked about a few little nitpicking things. It gets dirty. Come on. I mean, you know, we are trying.
Hey, man,
they've got to
share all
we
the.
Don't,
this is, you know, everybody wants to know. This is where the people.
That's right. No, that's what I'm saying.
We got to talk about it.
We're trying hard to find things we don't like about it because it is a cool scope, and it doesn't just look like. You know, we made a poster. I did over on Facebook. You know, last week that said something about, and I don't know exact wording, but basically it doesn't just look cool. You know, the beauty is not just skin deep. The scope legitimately performs. And if you want a scope that performs and looks good and is, you know, designed and made to work very easily, battery packs, the focus, all that, this is it, man. This is the one.
It is. So go check it out on the website, outdoorlegacygear.com, 877-350-1818. You can talk to me. You can talk to Jason. Both of us have used this quite a bit, so you can give us a call. And we can talk about this and compare it to any other optic that you want to talk about. So give us a call. Anyway, if you are, like I said, listening on any of the audio versions, please follow us. Give us a like on YouTube. Give us a subscribe. If you're looking for any of our past episodes, all 208 previous episodes, you can find it on the latenightvisionshow.com. You can find Jason over at Facebook. At Outdoor Legacy Gear and on Instagram, on YouTube, on pretty much all the hunting forums. He's floating around in there somewhere, creeping in some corner of some argument based on who's got the best, whatever. He's over there throwing some spokes in somebody's wheels right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So anyway, go check him out on any of those. You can find me on Instagram, Hans ETX. It's HANSETX on Instagram and on YouTube. Man, so close to 20,000 subscribers on YouTube. I can smell it. It's so close. But go give me a subscribe over there. I'd really appreciate it. And all the reviews that you see here are done over there as well. Some hunts, some through the optic video as well. So I think that's it. We're done? Did I wrap it up?
All right, folks.
Okay.
I think you did. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. We've been, you know, this has been a long anticipated review, and we're glad to finally have it, get it done. If, like I said, Hans mentioned, if you got questions about this or any other optic, give us a call. We're always glad to help. We hope to see you back here next week. We've got a pile more reviews coming. We are going to try to get back to some hog and coyote and just general night hunting conversations, but we got to work through some of these backlogs. Right. But we will be back with some of that soon enough. We hope to see you here next week. Between now and then, y'all stay safe in the fields and keep making those bacon pancakes.